Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, day 82, and we were talking about the halachas of telling over Lashon Hara when someone does something beidano b'chaveroi, and we were talking about that sometimes it is mutter to say, and now we're going to talk about the opposite halacha, which is when it's usher to say the Lashon Hara, and he's being pressured into doing it, such as he is the one who's being suspected of doing this Bein Adam L'Chaveiro thing, and he's trying to make it that he shouldn't be suspected of being such a bad guy. So, Im Na'as HaDavar Shaloi Kohagin, and today also we're going to be finishing up the Halachas of Klal Yud, which is the Dvarim, the Dinim of telling over Lashon Hara when someone did something Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and also we're going to finish off the first Sefer of the Chafetz Chaim, which is the Dinim of Lashon Hara. We're going to start then afterwards with the second Sefer, which is the Dinim of the saying Rechilas. So, Im Na'as HaDavar Shaloi Kohagin, if there was something that was done, that was wrong, it was a wrong thing to be done, Uva Ruvein V'Shal L'Shemen. Ruvein, ostensibly some third party who's curious about the incident, about what happened, comes and asks Shimon, the witness of what happened. Mi asas hadavar zeh? Who did this, right? You saw what happened. Who did it? Afilu mevin sheruvein choshta bezeh. Even if he understands that Ruvein, the reason why he's asking him this is because he suspects that it's him that did it. Asur like galos mi she asas hadavar. It's us of him to tell over who said this, to uncover who did this thing. Afilu emurab atzma. Even if he was a personal witness of the actual incident, he still is not allowed to let people know who did the thing, because that's considered Lashon Hara, and he's not allowed to say it. Rak Yoshev, he should answer, Ani lo yosisi esadava. It wasn't me. He doesn't say who it was, but it wasn't me. Now, again, we're going to put in the caveat that previously we had said that there's times that you're allowed to, when you're supposed to say this, over the story. If this does not go into those kind of categories, such as if it was a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the seven items that we said before that make it that a person should be saying it over, and the dinim, if it was a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, that we said even the previous... The early parts of the Sefer that make it that a person should be telling over something that happened that was a Melel Demokam. Again, this is not one of those, right? So put into parentheses, Im Loi Shehudaver Asher Afilu Im Loi Hayushaloi Loi Hayachayshtoi Bechlal Zeh Hayagam Kein Sarach L'Saperloi. Even if he wasn't the person that was under suspicion of actually doing the original incident, but he would still have a chiyuv to tell it over. So what are we telling over, for example? If it's something that was initial by all the seven things that we mentioned before, again, that he sees it, that he's not quick to judge on it, that he confronts and gives musr to the person, that he's not exaggerating in the story, that his intent is beneficial, that he has no alternative, and that the telling over of the story is not going to create any greater damage than the original incident. Or if it's the things that are Bein Adam L'Makam and the initial way called Hadvarim Shekhsavnu B'L'El B'Chlal Dalet Sifhei, all the details in Chlal Dalet Sifhei that make it that a person should tell over Bein Adam L'Makam the good things, then if it's not one of those things, and therefore he shouldn't be telling it over as Lashon Hara, it is not a heter to tell Lashon Hara that if I don't tell over the Lashon Hara, they'll suspect that it was me. Okay, now, one more step on this is that V'chol Shekasavnu Hu Mitzad HaDin. This that we just said is all Mitzad HaDin. In other words, by the letter of the law, this is what's required, this is what has to be done. However, this Amidas Chassidus, if a person wants to go Lefnim Mishur HaDin within the law, and he wants to make even better, then he's allowed to accept it upon himself. In other words, how does a person short-circuit this whole investigation? This curious third party is just going around from person to person saying, who did this? Who did this? Who did this? Who did this? get until he'll get actually to the person who will tell him. So to stop that in its tracks, the person who he knows who did it and he doesn't want to say Lashon Hara may say, you know what, it was me, right? And that way it'll stop the whole curiosity from continuing. This is all mitzvah din. Aval royal bal nefesh, a person who is a person who cares about his soul, sheyas lefnei mishur zedin, he should do lefnei mishur zedin v'lo yashmit as atzmei mizeh, and not remove himself from the story, like by saying, oh, it wasn't me, but I'm not going to tell you. Makom sheyachal liyos sheyizvad l'shoyel, if it's possible that this person who's asking around, this curious person that's asking around, is going to finally find out by hitting the right person who will tell him. V'yispayish pleni al yedezeh, and the person who actually did it will get embarrassed from doing it, from the fact that he knows now. And we find in Masechet Sanhedrin that many Tanoim did this. They went ahead and they claimed that it was them. That way they stopped the person from continuing to look around to find out who really did it. So that it shouldn't be found who really was the one who did it. And so too, in Sefer Chassidim it says, Simcha Beis, Zalashana im hu, b'chaburis b'nei Adam, if he's in a group of people, v'nasa davar echad shalaiku ha'igin, and something was done that was not right. Right? So therefore, he's in a group of people, and something was done by someone else in the group, but he was in that group. And nobody knows who did it. A person has to say, again, midas chassidus is that a person should say, ani hu shechatasi, I'm the one who did the bad thing. Even though he's not the one who really did the thing, I am shum to find out the details of really how it's supposed to work out and how what the rules are within there, because it's not so simple. A person's not supposed to say Lashon Hara or Mezi Shemra about themselves also, so it's not so straightforward. Again, like we said, the caveat is this guy is going to keep on going around until he finds what person is going to tell him, so maybe with those he's allowed to. Tam v'nishlam, Chelek Rishon, Sefer Chofetz Chaim. We finished the Chelek Rishon of Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Yasher Koyach, and have a great day.